Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing great, and I just want to let everybody know I'm so sorry that we weren't able to do the show last week. And I was traveling, and there was just a lot of things going on. It's fall festival time, and the opportunity to go and share our gifts sometimes sends us on the road, right, Jacqueline?
Absolutely. All over the place.
We're glad to be back, though, and see you on the show tonight. And we have a lot of interesting things to fill you in on this evening. But I also want to let you know that next Sunday, we're going to be a two-hour special. The first hour, I am going to be with Sue Wallace, who is a very gifted healer. She works with energetics, and she does things remotely. She's pretty amazing. And then Jacqueline and I will be here on the air the usual time between 6 and 7. And so we're going to have a two-hour special. So if you have the opportunity, we'd like to have you participate. Just to let you know that's going to be happening. So how have you been doing, my dear? I've missed you.
It's been great. Just busy, you know, like you said, fall season. Things are moving. I've got planets all over my planet. So it's all bunch of moving parts.
Absolutely. And of course, everybody's getting ready for the holidays. We got through Halloween. I had 32 trick-or-treaters.
Wow! That's awesome. How fun was that?
And you know there's 22 steps to my front door, right?
Oh, hey, believe me, I know. I've been down them and up them.
The kids didn't mind. They were like racing up there to get candy, man. They were fine.
I love that energy of kids.
Yes. So you're down in Florida, and I'm freezing up here. We went down to 22 a couple of days ago, and my upstairs heat is not functioning until the gentleman can get here to help me with it tomorrow. So I'm doing space heaters and downstairs heat to the max for the last 72 hours.
Oh, burr. You got to love Florida. We had a beautiful day, just as usual. It was rainy today, on and off, you know. But here again, beautiful as any fall and winter is here. So I admire y'all up north. You know, it's already snowing up there. That's just wild. You know, that's highly unusual to have it this early.
Well, you know what? I've had it snow as early as Halloween here. So I am not surprised that anything happens. So I'm in the valley, and I have two mountain ranges on either side of me. So it is a crapshoot of what comes my way, pretty much.
But
you
have
the chart tonight?
View.
Oh, I do. You see the chart tonight with Venus and Jupiter kissing in Scorpio? Oh, my goodness gracious me.
You know, the two benefactors, how wonderful is that? That's like a supercharged of benefits for everybody.
Absolutely. And they're forming a double trine to Neptune and Pisces. Really? Everybody should be very psychically on tonight. I have a feeling we're going to have a lot of very interesting callers. There's already a bunch in the queue. And that's a good thing. The next thing we have coming up is we've got that new moon coming up before we meet next time, and that's pretty amazing, too.
Oh, in Scorpio, again.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what a parade, right? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you have it tonight, and again, not only the psychic ability, but the ability to go in deep, the ability to be able to for your own benefit, really look within yourself of what you truly sing to, what you truly resonate to. That trine with Neptune is such a beautiful thing. You know, dream your dream and it'll achieve it. And here with both of these beautiful planets, Venus, the goddess of love, and Jupiter, the expansion and growth, you know, being in trine there, it's such an easy flow of energy to really let go and to really go within yourself and to really find what you truly love and to really imagine it. And I just love that aspect about this. And with the new moon, it enhances it even. You know, you've got that emotional transformation and that emotional part that just comes out, and you can really feel what you really love. And the soul energy connecting with that is just so nice.
I totally agree. You know, it's amazing in this new moon chart, which is on November 18th, about 6:42 in the morning. What we're seeing here is the lights are forming a double trine to Chiron, the wounded healer. So it is about prospering all your ways and really wanting to be healthy and happy and know that you're a divine child and you'll be fine. And then even in this chart, we have both Jupiter and Venus pretty close together, forming a double trine to Neptune still, okay, next week. So we're looking with a long cycle where, as Jacqueline pointed out, we can go deep and we can make new decisions about a heart's desire, being healthier, what to release. Okay, what to transform. All the Scorpio energy is about both Mars and Pluto. It's about your personal transformation. And to go deep enough, you can uproot things that have been haunting you for a very long time. Jupiter's only in Scorpio every 12 years. It's an amazing time for rebirthing. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so agree. And, you know, what a perfect time that we live in to have both benefactors assisting us, both guardian angels over our shoulder going, it's okay, you can go, it's okay, come on, let's go. You know, you have that beautiful thing to where you are being protected during this period of time because of these two and what they're doing in this process. So, you know, it's a great thing to really go deep and go into it and say, let's get rid of some of this stuff that just is haunting us and really free ourselves and look at what we can have in the future as a peaceful, loving life.
And one word of caution about this new moon. I so agree with everything you said, Jacqueline, you darling. Saturn is interesting in this chart. It is in square to Chiron and in trine to Uranus, and they're both retrograde. So say, for instance, say, okay, I'm going to go back to the gym, or I'm going to go back to the slopes, whatever. Don't do it all at once, okay? Ease yourself in. Cassandra's saying, rebirth the new philosophy, put your mind and your heart in that direction, but don't try and do it all at once. Know that it's a process, not an event. If you're going to set up a new health regimen, if you're going to basically start a new relationship, if you're going to re-embrace an old relationship, all these things are going on, by the way, over the next 6 weeks. So it's all good, but take your time. Don't put yourself at jeopardy by thinking that you have to do it all yesterday. That could be a downfall here. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I so agree with you with that. I so agree. Slow and steady wins the race. That's so perfect right there.
And I know how I am. I decide, okay, I'm going back to the gym, right? So what do? First 3 days, I'm like, I'm so sore, I can't go for 4 days. It's like, no. I do that all the time.
You're defeating the purpose. And, you know, that real strong lesson at the tail end of Saturn being in Sagittarius, it is about pacing. It is about knowing that it's a process and trusting the process. It's about one step at a time, knowing that, you know, where we failed in the past and where we can actually gain from those failures to know what the next move or the next step should be. But to move steadily and slowly is a much better way.
I agree, and I think it's about the philosophy with which you embrace your new beginnings or bring back something you treasure from the past. It's a philosophical change or epiphany that's coming. And I think all of us are kind of feeling it. It's funny. I was on Facebook today. All these people talking about, I'm cleaning out my closets. I'm giving these Goodwill for people for Christmas. I'm going to get some of this stuff out of my house. Like, all these people, like, all these crazy people were signing up there at the same time. Like, 43 responds to this? Wow. In an hour. I wish I had the time.
It's a good time.
Well,
it's a good thing. Especially right now, yes, with the Virgo moon. Hey. Productiveness of cleanliness. And I can't tell you how many people in ISO agree, because I've had several doing the same thing. So it definitely is the time for reorganizing, cleaning.
Right? I know it. Well, wait, our queue is full. I suppose we better take some callers here. What do you think?
Oh, how about we do that? Good chatting.
Area code 201, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? Good.
Have you called in before?
I don't think so.
Are you December 10th, 1956?
Yeah.
Yeah, you called in before. You were born in Jersey. Okay.
Yep,
gotcha.
That's right. I don't think
and
it
where
was
do you
this
live
year then. And when I called, I don't remember calling this year.
Where do you live now?
The same place, Jersey.
Okay, and did you have a special question for us tonight?
Yes, I want to know regarding my love life. I'm single, if I'm going to meet someone special.
Okay, let's take a peek. Well, I can't say it's as soon as I'd like, because if it was as soon as I like, it would have been 3 days ago. So I have a feeling, because the planets that you have in Scorpio, your Venus is in Scorpio, and Jupiter is only there every 12 years. And so Jupiter's going to be moving through your Scorpio constellation here in your chart until November 8th of next year, 2018. So this is the year you're going to get lucky, by the way.
Hmm.
I can't necessarily see it as quickly as maybe we'd like. Now, are you out and about?
Not as much as I should be.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe creating a strategy for that would be a good idea.
It would be a good idea. You know what I'm going to say about this is because we were talking about the Saturn effect of how you have to pace things, and I agree with everything Aphrodite said. Because you do have to pace things here. This is the timing as far as getting yourself out there, looking and seeing what's available, doing things, you know, to promote being open. And whether it's, you know, again here, going out into the public or not, it is about you being open to the possibilities. You've learned your lessons. You've had your Saturn return. It's getting out of Sagittarius as it is. And when it gets into Capricorn, you'll even feel a lot better because it had to pass over your Sun in this process. Okay? So here again, you're right at that edge, like Aphrodite said. In the next 6 months, you're really going to find that things are going to shift as far as your love life is concerned. So it's more of trusting the process and being open. We were talking about earlier about living your dream. This is the time to really call out and say, hey, I want my mate, and trust that they're going to bring it back to you. Really feel that mate, because it can happen to you, I promise you. You have to be open to it, though.
Okay.
And you've done your healing for the most part, but you know, for you to step into a relationship, if there's things inside of you that haven't completely healed, that are still a little bit sensitive, that's why I want you to take your time. You know, I don't want you to rush in, as Jacqueline pointed out, because Saturn is still in square to your moon right now at the time of this reading. And Chiron is retrograde on top of your moon as well in Pisces. You're a very sensitive and a very romantic soul, even though you're a Sag, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes.
I
so
love
this is
at
allowing you to bring those
level,
together.
Which I don't like.
It's going to allow you to bring those things together now. Because
mm-hmm.
all the Scorpio energies that are going through there right now, it's all about really embracing your inner passion. And know you're going to find someone who is doing the same. That is a key to unlock the golden door.
Okay.
And keep us posted, okay?
All right, thank you.
You have a blessed night.
And you too. Bye.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Erica,
hello.
415, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Jessica from New Jersey.
Hey,
hi,
Jessica. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I've been very busy building my business, like we were talking about last time, doing the preparations and everything for it.
Awesome.
I think that what's been on my mind about that has been, so I was like, I was still for a while, like looking for either a full-time or a part-time job to do while, you know, I was setting, like rebranding my business and everything. And
right.
over the last couple of weeks, I've sort of gotten into this place that I don't even want to apply for jobs anymore. I'm just not interested because I'm really enjoying working on my projects.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
So I guess the question and the thought is, like, I really want to enjoy this and really want to step into being fully financially supported by my business. And since I lost my job, I've been on unemployment, which is fine, and food stamps, which is fine too. And what happened, though, is my parents have been paying my rent, which I guess I feel a little nervous that it's not going to be fine eventually. And I, you know, I like supporting myself, so I sort of feel a little bit torn there and maybe a little afraid to have a conversation with my parents in case they start up with me again.
Well, I think it's time to be a very gracious receiver and not worry about it. You know, I think your parents, from what you're telling me, they've already been generous, and they know you're following your heart, okay? So just thank them profusely and continue, because with Jupiter being in Scorpio, it is a time to invest in yourself. Mars going through your 9th house of independence right now. Jupiter's in your 10th house of your own company, okay? What do you think, Jacqueline? I think she's right on time here.
I think you are, too. And I think you really need to literally live your passion right now. I agree. Jupiter just passed over your Uranus, okay? So here's this big, huge thing that just comes out of a great epiphany. I really, really need to follow my passion, okay?
That's exactly how I feel. Yeah.
Because of this, you really have to dedicate your life to it. If you're going to, and again here, I agree with Aphrodite and everything she said. I think your parents are supportive. I think you're feeling a little nervous about your abilities and the approval level of this, okay? And she also talked about this as your time for freedom. If you're working at it constantly and getting yourself out there and doing everything you can to make this business happen, they're going to see it, and they're going to be okay with it. I promise you. But you
well,
have
that's
to
the
live.
Thing. I mean, I have a very sort of. I mean, I don't really talk to them anymore. It's just that it's just sort of. I mean, I've kind of. It's a weird relationship. We'll just put it that way. And I've been through phases of doing my own business for many years. And, I mean, I spoke to you guys over the last several years when I was, like, living with them again. I was sort of stuck in that house. Spirit brought me back, you know, to clear karma and stuff. But, I mean, that was a lot of stress. And, you know, we used to get in fights that they would be like, fine, follow your passion, but get a job to support yourself type of thing. So I guess I'm sort of having flashbacks of that, even though I you know, I haven't spoken to my father in a year, it's just is that, you know, they're just, I don't know, taking care of it, feeling indebted or something. Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm sort of doubting my ability a little bit. You know, I really want to do it, and I see everybody else doing their business. Hey, how about me too? You know, I've sort of danced around it for many years. Let's just do it full on. And then it's like, well, hey, God, do you think I really can do this? You know, please, is it really my time? Can it really happen now, please?
Well, the sun's in Scorpio about to trine your natal sun. And so my feeling is, again, there may be other people that can help you other than just your parents. And you can look at that too. But I just think that because they have blessed you with helping you in a time when they knew you needed to follow your passion and stuff, even if you don't talk to them all the time, I would still bless them every day. Okay? Because I think that's the way to go, because the invisible forces can do what we cannot in active dialogue. Just bless them every day. And with all these planets moving through Scorpio right now, this is the year to invest in yourself. It only happens every 12 years. And so I don't necessarily – I think if you wanted to get a part-time job to help to support you in some way, but, again, that's, you don't want to lose your unemployment right now. That's one of the staples that you have. They're helping you with basically maintaining your living space. So just go with your business knowing that the depth and the dedication you put into it right now is going to bear fruit. And it's going to happen quicker than you think.
Okay. That's like, you know what, that's the second time someone has said that to me, that it'll happen quicker than I think. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, well,
it's about
keep that
your
in
expectation.
Mind.
It's about your expectation.
Okay.
Know that opportunity is going to be around every corner. Wake up in the morning and say, you know, divine forces, I know you're with me. I have expectation on every corner to make this rock and roll. And because, again, you're never going to be denied your heart's desire. Trust that. Simply just trust that. Okay?
Wow, it's powerful. Okay. Thank you. I will.
And keep us posted, okay?
Thank you very much, Cindy. Okay.
All right. Many
Good
blessings
night.
To you, dear.
All right.
All right.
Blessings. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, we've had a couple people hang up. Let me see where I'm at here. Oh, okay. Area code 111, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is, I'm calling from Texas, my name is Veronica, and I'm a Scorpio.
I'm sorry, I can barely
Tell me.
Hear you.
Oh, I am a Scorpio, my birth sign.
What's your name?
Can you hear me now? Oh, I'm sorry,
yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
What's your name?
Okay. Monica.
Hi, Monica. And what is your birthday?
November 3rd.
What year?
77.
And what time were you born?
3 in the morning.
And what city were you born in?
New Braunfels, Texas.
New
Braunfels.
And what?
New Braunfels.
Were you born in New Brussels? In a city in New Brussels, or is that the city itself you were born in?
No, I was born in the state of Texas in a small town, New Braunfels. It's 200 miles from Austin. Texas.
Okay. Great. Perfect. We can do that.
Okay.
And you don't really have an idea of the time, huh?
Yes, I was born at 3 in the morning,
3:28 a.m.? All right, great. I love those exact words. Where do you live now?
I still live almost near the town in Texas.
All right, great. Okay. Perfect. That helps us to just be more exact with you. Marvelous.
Yeah. And did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I apparently lost my beloved mother on the date of my birthday. And you're one person. I don't know what's going to happen next with my life. I mean,
okay, let's take a look for you.
I lost her basically on my birthday, which is very depressing.
Well, when was your mama's birthday, honey?
10/5/25 October 5th, 1925
Information.
She raised me when I was 6 days old.
Okay, let's take a look.
I just wonder if she knew that she was gonna pass away.
Was she living close with you?
Oh, she lived with me.
Okay. Maybe my computer will not take this. I don't understand why. Okay.
Thank you.
You're okay. Just let me keep going here. And so, what time did she pass?
9:53. Officially, she died on November 9 at 9:53 in the morning. And I saw her leaving. I saw her. But she came into coma on November 3rd. So her body officially died out November 9 at 9:53 in the morning.
Okay. All right.
And it's strange because everything is a 3. There's a 3 in the time of her death, the time of her coma, time when she was admitted to the hospital, my birthday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see what's going on here. All right, first, Monica, I want to take a look at your chart. And I want to look at...
professionals.
And I want to look at the date and time that she left. Hold on one moment. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure I do this right because I want the right message, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do the actual... time that she left her body, because I have a feeling she was holding on. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got that down. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that was in the morning.
Yes, ma'am.
This new program, I should never have upgraded. Sorry.
No, thank you. I have a lot of time.
Okay. All right, I think I got it now. Because what happens in astrology, one of the things that I do is I work with the Arabic parts of destiny, which are very ancient formulas. They come from the Old Testament. They're based on the ancient Kabbalah. And I want to see if it was sitting on the star of your loss of mother or the time of her release for you, okay? It may have just been her time. When we come in here, we make an appointment. And an appointment to arrive, an appointment to depart. And that's usually an appointment that does not change. So maybe I can reassure you in a way that it was nothing you did or nothing that was wrong, but it was just her time. And that's what I want to look at for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking a little extra time, but I'm sure the people that are listening understand.
Thank you, everybody.
You're part of Loss of Mother Lies at 19 degrees of Scorpio. And at the time of her passage, it was sitting very close to you for those few days. Okay, Venus, the planet of love. So my feeling is that there were two people on the other side waiting for her. Did you know that?
No. I had a feeling.
Yep, there were two people waiting on the other side for her. And my feeling is she left you with love and wanting you to be abundant. So my feeling is she had thoughts of you before she lost her consciousness.
She what?
She had thoughts of loving you before she lost her consciousness.
Oh.
Even now, I feel a lot of love coming from her to you for the best. Do you have any other supports? I'm not seeing that you have much support at all right now. Do you have any other supports?
The church.
Well, at the time she left her body, your moon is at 2 degrees of Leo in 13 minutes. Her moon was at Leo at 2 degrees and 0 minutes. So her abundant love for you is still with you. And that was something that she wanted to be a signature of her past and that you would be loved. So if you have no support on the earth plane, just know that she and her face is seeing you through. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I agree with everything that you said. What I find here in this situation for you to know is realize I agree with Aphrodite in this particular part, most importantly, that I know she went into the coma and she was consciously aware that she was going to leave. Realize that she didn't want to leave on your birthday. This is the reason why there was that time delay. That was all her. Remember that in this process, that she wanted...
That was her doing. I agree. Yep.
As long as she possibly can for your benefit. I can't agree any more than I can with Aphrodite as far as her depth of her love that I see here for you. She is going to carry with you on the other side. So I promise you there will be indicators that you will see things move or have things happen in front of you for her to let you know that she's here, because this is a very deep connection like Aphrodite was talking about. So don't be surprised if certain unusual things happen around you. That's her trying to get your attention. That relationship between you and her is going to continue on a different level now. And I really want you to know that she hasn't left you as far as her spirit is concerned, and that she will be connected to you and she will be there for you. So remember that through this process, that you're establishing a new relationship with her in a new way. And I'm sure she's going to show you that. Okay?
I'm so sorry for your loss, though. I want you to know that. I understand. To some degree, I've never lost my mom, but I lost my husband, and I know how much it can really put you into a tailspin. But interesting about the compatibility between you and your mother, as her Saturn, her great teacher, sat on your Uranus, your planet of epiphanies. So if you go deep inside and you pray in your way, you will feel that she'll be closer. Her Venus, her planet of love, sat on your Mercury. I'm talking about your two birth charts now, okay? There's a lot here. The north node of her chart, the cup overflowing of the Bible, was sitting on your moon and on your Mars your whole life, okay? This woman will never leave you, honey. She has left her body, but she is with you. Okay. Are you still there? Maybe not. Well, many blessings to you. If you need us, call us again. God bless you. very intense energy there. I want to take a breath for a minute before we go to the next one. Yeah.
That scorpion energy.
I felt like she was right there with us. Yeah, I think that she was right here with us trying to give this to her daughter. Okay. All right, we're going to go to the next one.
Okay.
Area code 913, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's Andy. How you doing tonight?
Great, Andy. How are you? Always
good,
great to hear
good.
From you, babe.
Oh, thanks. Back at you. Hope you guys are going into winter well. Gosh, it's getting colder up
no,
here.
No, I'm not. No heat. I have no heat in my upstairs right now.
Oh,
I'm like so mad.
No, that's no good. No good, no good at all.
It's so not right.
No, absolutely not. I've got the fireplace on, so comfy cozy.
Beautiful.
Way to go.
Yeah. I have a question for you. I'm in the process of going through a divorce, and my husband keeps saying he wants to reconcile, but there's just all kinds of deception coming out in terms of information that I'm receiving. And I just have a feeling that stuff's going to continue on. So,
what's his birthday?
His is July 26, 1944.
And do you know what time he was born?
1:35 p.m.
And what city was he born in?
Newark, New Jersey.
And where has he lived for the last year?
I'm sorry?
Where has he lived for the last year?
Overland Park, Kansas.
I thought so. Okay. Just want to check. Okay. I love those exact birth times. Awesome. Let's see what's shaking here. See, right now there's no planets sitting on your personal part of divorce. I want to see if there's ones on his. I want to relocate him to Overland Park. So often we make decisions in the energy grid that we are in rather than where we were born. And I know Jacqueline will look at both because she does that. We both have, like, a little bit different technique, but usually we're on the same page. Just about every freaking day.
Astrology is an amazing creature, and you can find the information in many different ways, which is just beautiful. You know,
we love that.
It's
one
really
way
cool.
You can't find it, you can find it another way. It's
yeah,
great.
Absolutely.
His part of divorce is 11 degrees of Aquarius. Oops, my computer just went down. Oh, it's back. All right. Wow, that was weird. That was weird. But my heat's out, so what do I know?
I'm going to ask you, I mean, here again, there are certain compatibilities that the two of you have, but his south node sits in your seventh house of obligation, duty, responsibility, and all that other stuff. For your marriage, is the whole thing more about deception, or is it about you feel responsible or obligated to give him another try?
Honestly, at this point, no, because I would never trust him. I mean, there's been so much deception emotionally and financially that I would never trust him. I definitely, you know, there's definitely a lot of compatibility there, and I love him to bits, but you can't base a long-term relationship on when there's no trust. So, you know, while I care and I want the very best for him, I also want the very best for myself. And so I'm not going to settle for anything but the best treatment, and that was really not the best treatment. So I just am more interested in how long this process is going to take.
It's going to be early February.
Yeah.
When the sun is sitting on his part of divorce and the moon is sitting on your part of divorce, it's early February.
Okay.
Yep. So know it's a process. Be kind but firm. And, you know, what I found very interesting, because I use the ancient parts of destiny, okay? And in your husband's chart, his part of fortune sits dead on your moon. So this relationship was designed by the universe to exist for a time, just so you know that. Okay?
Uh-huh. I believe
and,
that.
And, yep. So there was a reason the two of you came together. And also, it's interesting because your Mars are conjunct, his Chiron's on your Pluto. There's a lot of planetary hits here, so that you kind of came together and tried to heal each other in different ways, and it wasn't really a fit, okay? You each perceive each other differently than you really are, is what I'm seeing. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's absolutely, yeah.
So it is kind of a mismatch, but for some reason, I guess there's some karma that brought you together. I think, as Jacqueline pointed out, there's something here that, for some reason, this was meant to be for a time, and maybe whatever karmic exchange you had to take place is now passing. So I would encourage you to do your best to make this a peaceful passing, but say, I just can't go there, you know? And I love you, and I bless you on your way, but I just can't go there. I would try and take the high road as much as you can.
Yes, yeah. I definitely been doing that, not being contentious at all, just very, trying to be very loving about it. But yeah, you know, the finding out all the deception stuff, it's hurtful. It's hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all this is about is empowering you to be you, okay, and to trust yourself, okay, and trust your own instincts. You doubt yourself a little bit more than what you should. You always have to wait for that physical concrete proof. And I'm going to tell you, that physical concrete proof is not what you need. You need to trust your intuition, because you feel it and you know it very quickly. You know it. And then you have to analyze it. And that's where you get in your problem. Okay? Go with that gut instinct, because you knew that about this. And it's more of, like, especially with him, graciously, you know, it's more of that type of thing. It's a caring less. It's more of thank you, but no thank you. You know. It's that back and forthness like this. Okay. He's going to hold on as long as he can. He's going to make this as painful for you as he can, because he wants to hold on to this relationship. Okay. That's the reason
why.
Why
would he want to hold on to it?
He has a Libra moon. Okay. He does not do well on his own. And
okay.
He knows his mistakes. He's a perfectionist, and he's beating the crap out of himself. Okay, don't get me wrong about that. He's got a Libra moon, though. And here again, that Libra moon holds on forever. What you need to do is get him somebody to go into his environment and get his attention. Move on.
You're right about that. He does hold on forever. He's still sending his first ex flowers on every one of their anniversaries. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, and again, that's just who he is. That's just who he is. You know, I mean, people want to give things labels and stuff, like, you know, he's codependent, this and that. No, I think he's got long-term emotional memory in some way, and I think that's okay. But at the same time, she had to make her decisions, you had to make your decisions, and until he meets that person that can bring out the best in him as a partner, he's gonna feel isolated, and he's going to feel lonely, you know? But you can't let that overshadow where you think you need to be. Just bless him on his way. That's all I can tell you, honey. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, ladies. Thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Keep us posted, Dave.
You bet. Have a good one. Keep warm.
All right, you too. Yes. Okay. I get that. All right, bye. All righty then. Well, our next person is somebody we know and love.
All right.
Area code 305, you're on the air.
Hello, my star ladies. It's Diana. How are you?
Wonderful.
Hanging in there. How about yourself?
Nice and warm in Florida. Sending you a lot of warm thoughts from here.
Thanks. I need them.
Yes.
How was your birthday?
Lots and lots of good wishes. That was something wonderful. I'm very happy about that. I was wondering what my solar return said. I know you've told me before that this is going to be an exceptionally good year for me. And I'm still worried about my health.
Take a look.
Other than that, things are getting better, you know. Not easy, but better.
Well, I'm going to let Jacqueline leave with your solar return, because that was your main question, and I'll tell you some other stuff. Go for it, Jacqueline.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I want you to look at this as far as your health is concerned, first of all, because, again, I am not as worried about your health as you are. Okay. Your moon in your solar return is in your sixth house of your major health, and it is in trine to Jupiter. So you've got this guardian angel over you all year long. Okay. The reason why you're worried about it is because your body's touching at you because of the square to Mars, and Mars has square Pluto in it. And what this is Mars is in Libra, so it's doing a rebalancing. It's all about you changing your habits, changing your routine, rebalancing your actions that are going to make you feel better. So
I've been good, getting lots of sleep, rest, good food.
If that's working, you need change something else. Again, this whole year you're going to be going back and forth, up and down. Remember, your Libra, the scales, it's a rebalancing situation. Okay. But here again, everything is really in trine to it. It all has to do with the in conjunction in your head and how you're feeling emotionally and really looking at a perspective differently. This calls a lot on walks out in nature, things like this, reading books, information, things like this, which I know you like to as well. All of these things play a part of really changing your perspective and bringing you in a better perspective, because changing what you're doing as far as your habits and your mind are really what are going to change your physical health. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Thank you, Jackie.
I agree. And one of the things I'm seeing in the transit wheel here, to move a little bit away from the solar return, is that tonight the moon is sitting on your Saturn in Virgo. And some of your problem in the past is always you don't appreciate yourself enough. And you need to appreciate your inner teacher as well as your inner child. Okay? Both of these things are important for you to have a feeling of wellness. Okay? And because of Jupiter moving through Scorpio, this year, all the way until November 8th of next year, by the way. Okay, Diana. Anything that goes on with your health is going to be magnified. So you go to see the doctor, they will not miss it. They will not miss it. Okay? So your diagnostic testing, anything else you do this year is very good, because I have a feeling if you are not happy with the doctor you're going to now, you end up going to a new one. And he said they might take a fresh look at you, okay? Because Jupiter wants to bless you all year for a year, honey. All right?
That is good.
If you're not satisfied with whatever medical support you're getting, move on to something else.
I have to say something, Aphrodite. 2 weeks ago, you said something, and I couldn't figure out how it would happen. You said something about stability and work. Well, yesterday I got this bulletin that the supervisor either quit or no longer will be the supervisor. So another job opening came up. Now, I don't feel competent enough to be the supervisor. That's not me. But that would leave the door open to the opportunity of a job. So I kept thinking of what you said after that. It's been a couple days now. So you're really on point, lady.
Well, you have to understand that Saturn is in a sign for 29 to 30 years, okay? It's in Sag right now, and it's going to be going into Capricorn on the 21st of December. And when it does that, by the new year, it's going to be sitting on your Venus, your planet of love, okay? And so I have a feeling that if you walked into the supervisor and took the training, by the time the training was finished, you would be very confident. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I'm not necessarily going for the supervisor position. I'm going to do it. I agree that this is your time for speaking out to get the job you want. If it is a supervisory position, then I would go for it because this is your year, okay? But if you feel like that's not it, if you feel like something else is more fitted for you, I would go with what you feel is right for you. Not necessarily. I agree with Aphrodite. Your skills of learning and growing and understanding are right there. You are highlighted to where people will notice you and see you. Okay? And with that, you really want to stand out this year, and you want to put out your best foot. So go for it. I agree. I'm not surprised that this is a time where a secondary opening would happen, where you could see one job and be inspired by another.
I was just so floored when that happened because she's only been at the job itself for many years, but as a supervisor for 1 year, and she's a Scorpio too. So I was really surprised, but I kept saying, Aphrodite said something, and I do believe my star ladies, I really do. And I thank you very, very much, and I love you. And I'll let other person come in and listen on. Blessings to both of you.
All right. Blessings, babe. Okay, we'll chat again soon. Okay.
Keep warm.
Bye.
Bye.
I'll keep you on hold. Wow. Let's see. Where are we at here? Okay. Air code 561-568. You're on the air.
Hello, ladies. This is Cindy.
It's Cindy.
Cindy.
Wow.
How are you, girl?
Hey, I just want to know what my chart has to say. That's all I want to know.
Well, all righty then.
It has a lot to say. There's a lot involved in that.
This is the first time I've asked for that. The first time.
I know. You're amazing me. You're amazing me.
I love to hear what you all have to say.
Wow.
Whew.
What? It looks like you're supposed to be meeting the challenge of socialization. This new moon is going to bring new people into your sphere. Nice.
Okay.
You've got like a lot of planetary energy that is transiting through your fourth house, and you're in a T-square. It just means you're going to have opportunity to socialize that you right now can't see, but it's coming to you by next weekend.
Oh, okay.
Have some fun and get out and about. I love that.
I agree. And I'm going to say it this way, because you've got all this stuff in your third house or your community or your neighborhood, okay? And I'd really like to see you getting involved in some kind of group activity around there, some kind of, something for a cause, something to do something, okay? This is your time to do that. You've got a great benefactor. Jupiter's going to be coming into aspect. It's just barely tipping it now, but it's going to be coming into aspect with your Mercury. So there's a lot of benefits about you getting out, getting social.
I don't have a car. I don't have
a car.
There's
lots of other ways of getting around. You live in Martin County, we have a Martin County busing system that everybody pays for.
Yeah.
So there's ways of getting
Uber.
Around it.
You can Uber there. It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not telling you to go far. Again, this is all local neighborhood stuff, so this would be within your community or within the circle of your community. So, you know, you're not going to be going far.
Okay.
But get out and start to socialize. I agree with Everdette. This is the time for you to do that.
Yep.
Great benefits will come if you do.
The important
okay.
is just the whole idea of connecting with other people and community. I mean, it's just about being sociable and sharing ideas and, oh, yeah, it's very nice right now.
Yeah.
Mercury's sitting on your vertex, okay, on the new moon in Sag, which you can meet people from all over the planet that have traveled, that have had different experiences. This could be such an up for you. Amazing.
That's good to hear. My daughter is so negative, so that's good to hear.
Yeah, well, don't let her on your parade.
No. Uh-uh. Nope. Jacqueline knows what she's like.
I know. I've heard on the show. Jacqueline, I'm very confidential about what we say, but I've heard on the show, I've heard some of your concerns, and you can't let somebody else tell you who you are. That will never work.
Right. Right.
Well, you have a blessed night, darling. Go for it.
What'd you say? Okay.
Go for
it. All right. Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
All right. God
love
bless.
You.
Okay. Love
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. She's so great. Well, we're almost at the top of the hour, and I want to let everybody know we are going to have a two-hour special next week. And the first guest is going to be Sue Wallace, who is a very internationally known healer. She works with energetics remotely, and she's pretty amazing. So we're going to do that from 5 to 6, and then 6 to 7 as usual. Jacqueline, I will be on the air here to answer your questions and help to assist you if you have a question or two that you need to ask us. And we're so happy to be here for you, and I wish you many blessings in this new moon, all of you.
Have a good week,
what?
And tune in at 5.
No, you're supposed to leave your number. You're supposed to leave your number, Jacqueline.
Oh, I'm ahead of myself. Okay, if you want to get a hold of me, you can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Everdette? You got to tell them where they can reach you.
You can reach me at 540-400-0110. And friend me on Facebook. Tell me you met me on Blog Talk, and I'll keep you informed of what I'm up to. And Jacqueline's on there, too. So you can find us there. Many blessings. Good night.
Have a good week. Sorry.